In Rome a nobleman did wed a virgin of great fame. A fairer creature never did Dame Nature ever frame. By whom he had two children fair, whose beauty did excel. They were their parents' only joy, they loved them both so well. This lord, he loved to hunt the buck, the tiger, and the bear, and still for swiftness always took with him a blackamoor, which blackamoor within the wood his lord he did offend, for which he did him then correct in hope he would amend. The day it grew unto an end, then homeward he did haste, wherewith his lady he did rest until the night was past. Then in the morning he did rise and did his servants call. A hunting he provides to go, straight they were ready all. 'Cause of the toil his lady did entreat him not to go. "Alas, good lady," then quoth he, "why art thou grieved so? Content thyself, I will return with speed to thee again." "Good father," quoth the little babes, "with us here still remain. Farewell, dear children, I will go a fine thing you to buy." But they therewith nothing content aloud began to cry. The mother takes them by the hand, saying, "Come, go with me unto the highest tower where your father you shall see." The blackamoor, perceiving now who then did stay behind his lord to be a hunting gone, began to call to mind. "My master, he did me correct, my fault not being great. Now of his wife I'll be revenged, she shall not me entreat." The place was moated round about, the bridge he up did draw. The gates he bolted very fast, of none in stood in awe. He up into the tower went, the lady being there, who when she saw his countenance grim, she straight began to fear. "But now my trembling heart it quakes to think what I must write. My senses all begin to fail, my soul it doth affright. Yet must I make an end of this, which here I have begun, which will make sad the hardest heart before that I have done." This wretch unto the lady went, and her with speed did will, his lust forthwith to satisfy, his mind for to fulfill. The lady, she amazed was to hear the villain speak. "Alas," quoth she, "what shall I do? With grief my heart will break." With that he took her in his arms, she straight for help did cry. "Content yourself, lady," he said, "your husband is not nigh. The bridge is drawn, the gates are shut, therefore come lie with me. Or else I do protest and vow, thy butcher I will be." The crystal tears ran down her face, her children cried amain, and sought to help their mother dear, but all it was in vain. For that egregious filthy rogue her hands behind her bound, and then perforce with all his might he threw her on the ground. With that she shrieked, her children cried, and such a noise did make. The townsfolk, hearing her laments, did seek their parts to take. But all in vain, no way they found to help the lady's need, who cried to them most piteously, O help with speed. Some ran unto the forest wide, her lord home for to call, and they that stood still did lament this gallant lady's fall. With speed her lord came posting home, he could not enter in. His lady's cries did pierce his heart, to call he did begin. O hold thy hand, thou savage Moor, to hurt her do forbear, or else be sure, if I do live, wild horses shall thee tear. With that the rogue ran to the wall, he having had his will, and brought one child under his arm, his dearest blood to spill. The child, seeing his father there, to him for help did call. O father, help my mother dear, we shall be killed all. Then fell the lord upon his knee, and did the Moor entreat, to save the life of his poor child, whose fear as then was great. But this vile wretch the little child by both the heels did take, and dash the brains against the wall, whilst parents' heart did ache. That being done, straightway he ran the other child to fetch, and plucked it from the mother's breast, most like a cruel wretch. Within one hand a knife he brought, the child within another, and holding it over the while, saying, thus I shall thy mother. With that he cut the throat of it, then to the father did call, to look how he the head had cut, then down the head did fall. This done, he threw it down the wall into the moat so deep, which made his father wring his hands and grievously to weep. Then to the lady went this rogue, who was near dead with fear. Yet this vile wretch most cruelly did drag her by the hair, and drew her to the very wall, which when her lord did see, then presently he cried out, and fell upon his knee. Quoth he, if thou wilt save her life, whom I do love so dear, I will forgive thee all is past, though they concern me near. O save her life, I thee beseech, O save her, I thee pray, and I will give thee what thou wilt demand of me this day. Well, quoth the Moor, I do regard the moan that thou dost make. If thou wilt grant me what I ask, I'll save her for thy sake. O save her life, and then demand of me what thing thou wilt. Cut off thy nose, and not one drop of her blood shall be spilt. With that the lord presently took a knife within his hand, and then his nose he quite cut off in place where he did stand. Now have I bought my lady's life, then to the Moor did call. Then take her, quoth this wicked rogue, and down he let her fall. Which when her gallant lord did see, his senses all did fail. Yet many sought to save her life, but nothing would prevail. When as the Moor did see him dead, then did he laugh amain at them who for their gallant lord and lady did complain. Quoth he, "I know you'll torture me if that you can me get, but all your threats I do not fear, nor yet regard one whit. Wild horses shall my body tear, I know it to be true, but I'll prevent you of that pain," and down himself he threw. Too good a death for such a wretch, a villain void of fear, and thus doth end as sad a tale as ever man did hear.